And finally this week, part three of our conversation with Dr. David Flockhart. Recently, he was diagnosed with an advanced form of glioblastoma. And because he's been a frequent guest on this program over the years, he joined me in the studio to tell his story. Last week, we talked about the first round of treatment. This week, an update on his recovery.
I think everybody's felt for a good while that there are some cancers that responded to just anecdotally little tweaks to the immune system. You know, if somebody had an infection, for example, some cancers seem to respond to that. Well, why on earth would that be? And it turns out the immune system is a really important part of our body's response to cancer and our protection against it. So it makes sense that you would be able to devise immune therapies, meaning specific antibodies or specific cellular treatments that could be used to limit the extent or indeed to kill the cancer. And that's been successful in some areas already.
Back to the drug that you will soon be taking.
I'm taking it now, actually. I'm okay. In the first part of taking it.
In terms of side effects, quality of life effects, I mean, I think that's always the missed or the surprise, I think, when you're covering cancer from the outside until you have a loved one who has it, that you realize that it's not so much about what you're taking is how that what you're taking affects your everyday.
Yeah, yeah. I think for the vast majority of cancer patients, that's really true. I'm a walking miracle again. I haven't had a huge amount of that. I've had a bit of nausea, but I've been able to function and I can think. And I'm getting more tired as the radiation goes on. But I've learned little tricks myself about that. And it's about fatigue. And it's amazing. I've looked at 7 different presentations online now about cancer-related fatigue. They all talk about the predictors of it and who might get it and who might not. Not one of them says what you can do about it, which is the patients there day one asking that question, right? So I think other than just really, really crude things like taking some stimulant drug or something like that, coffee. So there's this really interesting thing where if you're really tired in the morning, and you just lie there, you get progressively more tired. You know, you're more tired 10 minutes later than you were 10 minutes before. But if you get up and move around, even a little bit, you get over that little inhibition, if you like, and it opens up. It's like the gates open up and you're able to. And the more you move around, the more they open up. But you've got to mentally push yourself over that little bit. And if you do, there's a great reward at the other side, which is you're functional again. Amazing thing. And I'm sure there are other possible treatments, and I may not have had, I'm not, you know, the whole way through my treatment at the moment, so it may get worse. But I think there's no question that cancer treatment can profoundly affect quality of life. But for me, I'm very lucky it hasn't been a big deal yet.
What has it changed?
My ability to walk downstairs, for sure.
You can't run downstairs anymore. You know, flying. No flying, David Flockhart.
I cannot run downstairs anymore. But I can walk downstairs much faster than I could a week ago. And that was faster than a week before that. And a week before that, I actually had to have a human being stand in front of me and make sure I didn't fall over. So that's, you know, the brain is relearning. And that's amazing to me.
How long did it take you to use, you know, figure out the toothbrush or figure out where
the toothbrush is just one day, really. I had to practice it a few times, but I needed to know what to do with a toothbrush. You pick it up, you hold it like this, you hold it at this angle, and where are the teeth, right? Oh, they're here. And where's your mouth? Oh, yeah, that's there too, right? And get it. And once you've done it, this is occupational therapy. Once you've done it a few times, it's not that hard. Texting was much harder than cleaning my teeth.
It's apparently more important to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did you get, you know, how long did you stay in rehab? And then what did you need to do to feel like you could go home?
Well, that's the goal of rehab, to make it possible for you to go home safely. So I was in rehab for 3 weeks. Gradually, I had all this fancy testing the whole time, and then transferred to outpatient rehab about a week ago. In rehab, I gradually recovered a bit of memory. They measured that. My short-term memory retention was really bad at the beginning. For example, they would do this test where they ask you to remember three words or four words. And then they go off in some completely unrelated conversation about the weather or whatever. And then for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then they come back and ask you what the three words were. And at the beginning, I'd say, what three words? Literally that bad. And then you learn the technique. You learn the tricks that, you know, oh, she's going to ask me in a few minutes what the three words are. So you get better and better at it. And then other memory tasks, like learning how to not just remember words, but remember shapes and faces and accents and things like that, and gradually get better at that. So that was all done also. And all, I'm not saying it's by any means back to normal, but I can see a linear progression better. And I can also see I'm 10 or 12 days into the chemotherapy now that has slowed down, but it has still in a positive direction. I'm still getting slightly better.
That's Dr. David Flockhart, a professor of cancer epidemiology and genetics at the Indiana University School of Medicine. If you missed the first two parts of that conversation, we posted links to them on our website. Just go to soundmedicine.org. We'll wrap up that conversation next week.